to be given the opportunity of sitting in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course our mothers and sisters at home, listening to Surah Yasin being recited, durood and salam upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us the chance of taking His Mubarak name. And we have mentioned so many times, this is the reality that we are faced with, that we become so negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkamat. We forget the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supremacy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the benevolence, the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the compassion of Allah. Allah ta'ala's forgiving nature, Allah's kindness upon His ummah. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have become so absorbed and so engrossed in dunya activities. And therefore Allah gives us the chance and opportunity to turn to Him every single day of our life, you know, 5 times salat, where we supplicate, we make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, we bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar wala dhikrullahi akbar. Allah referred to salat as dhikr in that verse, because it is reminding us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person is making Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. He's taking the name of Allah, glorifying Allah, Allah the Most High, the Most Great. Then he realizes at the time of sajda, when he's bowing down, when he's putting his forehead onto the ground, rubbing it onto the ground, before Allah Rabbul Izzat, he reminds himself that he is a slave of Allah. And Allah is the master. So we all have been sent into this world to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, to recognize Allah, to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, to the gathering of dhikr, we once again service our hearts, which have become so full of sins, the darkness of sins, and therefore we service this heart, we oil this heart again. We make the dhikr of Allah by saying, La ilaha illallah. We are negating everybody besides Allah. We are taking out ghayrullah. Ghayrullah means besides Allah. Everything besides Allah. All those sins and all the ghaflat that we are suffering from. The pride, the arrogance, the jealousy, the malice that we have in our hearts. The hasad, the kina, the bughs, the adawa, the enmity. The arrogance, the haughtiness, the anger, all those things we are removing, we are saying la to it. The idols which have settled in our heart, we are saying la to it. Those pretty faces that have come into our heart, which we have become entrapped in, enslaved in our offices, in our schools, in our universities, our colleges, wherever we are. And we have got caught into those relationships which is haram. We are saying la to all those things. And illallah, we are filling our heart with the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. So this majlis of dhikr is very significant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are learning how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so weak. By right, we should be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day of our life. In solitude, crying before Allah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, whenever there's a gathering of dhikr, then according to the riwayat and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that the angels throng such a gathering. Rahmat descends upon such a gathering. Sakina, peace and tranquility comes onto this gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers this gathering. Allah boasts to the angels about this gathering. And this gathering is of such a nature, of course we have to sit with ikhlas. We are sitting, making tawbah istighfar over our sins, repenting over our sins. We are taking the name of Allah so that we can polish our hearts and we can change our direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to the angels about such a gathering. And this gathering is of that nature that if any person who has come into this gathering, not with the purpose of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has come for some other purpose. He has come to meet some person. He has some work. He has to ask him something or get something from him. He was just being passed by and he happened to sit in the gathering. The nature of this gathering is such that even that person who did not come with that objective in mind, he too is not deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith says, هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. May Allah ta'ala make us these true people who are making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala properly, regularly, with that feeling, with that fervor, with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from the dhakirin, from the shakirin. We are going through very challenging times. And if we are not going to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our hearts are going to become corroded with all evil. Really, we will feel spiritually low all the time. We will feel miserable. We will be covered from all darknesses from all around us. And we will feel the heaviness of our heart. And therefore, it is necessary that we make the dhikr of Allah every day of our lives. And not only by means of our tongue, but also by means of our heart, also by means of our actions, become obedient slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most loving Allah, my most compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bahut gunahgar hain, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have committed too many sins in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wasted our lives, my Allah. We have destroyed our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, there is no other place we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other being we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other way we can go, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person we can turn to besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, my Allah. You are so kind, my Allah. There is no person equivalent to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most powerful, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of love and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Full of mercy, my Allah, and kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm upon us, my Allah. We are your weak servants, my Allah. We are your weak slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that we have been disobedient to you, my Allah. And despite our disobedience, you provided so much for us. You blessed us with so many bounties, my Allah. So many boons and favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protected us, you cared for us, you gave us food to eat, water to drink, you provided clothing and shelter for us. Ya Allah, when we were in problems and difficulties, you came to our rescue and help, my Allah. Oh my Allah, despite all your kindness upon us, we still turned away from you. Oh my Allah, we have read in the Quran, in the Hadith, in the Kitabs, that if a banda still turns to you, you are still prepared to forgive him. You are still prepared to entertain him. You are still prepared to accommodate him. Oh my Allah, we have turned towards you again, my Allah. We are making ruju towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have looked everywhere else. There is no other place we can go to, my Allah. All other doors are closed, my Allah. All other doors are weak, my Allah. There is no other place we can go to. La hawla wa la quwwata illa bik. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, forgive us completely for all the sins we committed. Our major sins, our minor sins, sins knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, intentionally, unintentionally, the darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Filthy gunas we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made our eyes napak, we made our bodies napak, my Allah. Our limbs became napak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still covered our faults, my Allah. You are Sattar, you are Ghaffar, you are Rahim and Kareem, you are Aziz and Hakim. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, conceal our sins, my Allah. Make us naik and salih, my Allah. We do not want to live a wretched and miserable life, full of filth. Ya Allah, we want to become pak and saf, my Allah. یا اللہ ہماری دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزکا بنا، ہماری زبان کو مزکا بنا، میک اور تنگس پاک میں اللہ، میک اور آئیز پاک میں اللہ، میک اور بڈیز پاک میں اللہ، ہیلپ اس ٹو ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو مائی اللہ، وتھ استقامت مائی اللہ، وتھ سٹیڈفاسٹنس مائی اللہ، یا اللہ ڈونٹ میک اس ڈو تھنگز آؤٹ آف جوش اونلی مائی اللہ، یا اللہ گیو اس دی انڈرسٹینڈنگ آف دین مائی اللہ، یا اللہ میک اس لو یو مائی اللہ دی موسٹ مائی اللہ، میک یور محبت بی ان اور ہارٹس دی موسٹ مائی اللہ، مور دین اینی تھنگ ان دس ورلڈ مائی اللہ، فل اور ہارٹ جو محبت ان محبت اف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یا اللہ ہیلپ اس ٹو بیکم اوبیڈینٹ سلیوز مائی اللہ، یا اللہ بلس اس ود عافیت سلامتی حفاظت عزت امن چین سکون راحت پروٹیکشن، گرانٹ اس یور معرفت مائی اللہ، گرانٹ اس یور ریکگنیشن مائی اللہ، یا اللہ ہیلپ اس ٹو سوم ڈیپ ان دی اوشن اف یور معرفت مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو ہیو گاٹ سچ بیوٹیفل نیم سچ بیوٹیفل کوالٹیز مائی اللہ، امیجن وی آر لیونگ ان دس ورلڈ مائی اللہ، واٹ ا مزریبل لائف اف یو سٹل ہیو ناٹ ریکگنائزڈ یو مائی اللہ، You have chosen us. You have made us in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have favored his ummah, may Allah. Make the sunnah from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Fulfill all our dunyavi hajat, all our worldly needs, may Allah. There are so many needs that we have, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Fulfill our needs of the akhirat also, may Allah. Don't deprive us in the akhirat, may Allah. Help us to prepare for the akhirat, may Allah. We do not know when maut will come, may Allah. Help us to prepare for maut. Don't make us live a life of ghaflat and heedlessness, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, may Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us, may Allah. They are pulling us towards haram, may Allah. Ya Allah, they are pulling us towards haram. Ya Allah, bless us only with halal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, jahan bhi musliman pareshan hai, unki pareshani ko door farma. Ya Allah, bless them with aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are they going to be bombarded and butchered to death tonight? Ya Allah, it has gone too long now, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham on them, my Allah. Have raham on them. Forgive them. Help them, my Allah. Assist the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the Shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have no other hopes, my Allah. At least if we pass away in Madina, buried in Jannatul Baqi, and we are granted the Shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have some hopes in the Akhirat. Otherwise, our amal is so weak, man. We've got no good amal to present before you. We have no sincerity, my Allah. Everything we do for show and ostentation and riya, we boast and brag over our deeds, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, man. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. The whole day kothar water from his mubarak hands. Make our Nabi sallam be happy with us. Make him be happy with us, my Allah. Don't make us become a cause of embarrassment for him on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, our shortcomings. We are far away from the era and the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the golden period of Islam. We are far away from that period, my Allah. We have become so evil people, my Allah. Grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become good people, kind people. Make us become beacons of hidayat, may Allah. So that non-Muslims, just upon seeing us, interacting with us, they must embrace Islam. They must see the truth and light of Islam, may Allah. They must see that Islam is a peace-loving religion. Use us for your deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, da'wat or tabliqi mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, the gush that is taking place, the ta'aleem, ya Allah, the different halaqat that take place, may Allah, except all the work that is taking place of da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah, the ijtima'at that are taking place. Ya Allah, next week in Johannesburg, in Asia, the ijtima'at is going to take place, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it be successful, may Allah. Make many jama'ats come out in your path, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it be maqbool, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ijtima'at that will take place in Natal later on, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy, ya Allah, to work towards that ijtima'at, may Allah. And make it be a means, ya Allah,
of aman, of peace, tranquility, barakat coming into our country, into our lives, my Allah. Make it be a turning point in our lives, ya Allah. Make it be a means of us coming closer to you, my Allah. A means of our iman becoming strengthened, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of our mashayikh in the khanqas, my Allah. The efforts of tazkiyah that is taking been accepted, my Allah. Ya Allah, darul ulum, makatib, madaris, hifz classes, ya Allah. Day and night they're taking your name. They're saying, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the efforts, ya Allah. Whatever efforts any Muslim brother or sister is making, ya Allah, we just haqq and hidayat, ya Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Give them strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Protect all of us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rozi be asan for us. Don't make one morsel of haram come into our system, my Allah. Make our work easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers, ya Allah, who have got no jobs, my Allah, find them suitable jobs, my Allah. Those mothers and sisters who are widows, my Allah, they've got nobody to provide for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of their needs, my Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, those youngsters who have marriageable age, my Allah, they're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of zina and filth, my Allah. They want to live a park and chaste life, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them with barakat and afiat and salamati and taqwa, my Allah. May Allah make their life be full of noor and barakat. Bless them with pious children, my Allah, who will become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Those who are married and have no children, my Allah, they are pining for children, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with most pious and healthy children, my Allah. Those of us who have children, my Allah, make our children, ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes. Aankhi thandak bana. Ya Allah, make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Tu inki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, all the fitnas that are taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many fitnas, one after the other, my Allah. Ya Allah, the days of ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah, ya Allah, they are becoming more and more apparent now, my Allah. Ya Allah, tamam musalman ki hifazat farma, iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our madaris, makatib, our masajid, our khankas, our lives, our properties, our wives, our children, our nasal. Ya Allah, protect our parents, my Allah. If they've left this world, my Allah, grant them the maghfirat, grant them the highest of stages, my Allah. If they are living, help us to become obedient to them, my Allah. Make us become the kullus of their eyes, my Allah. Help us to serve them, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many requested duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the bala. Remove the sicknesses, my Allah. Give them good health, my Allah. Give them strength. Allahumma aafina fi ajsadina. Allahumma razuqna as-sihata wal-iffa wal-aafiya. Ya Allah, tamam marhumin ko jannatul firdaus naseeb farma. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, my Allah. Especially those who have passed away recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, how it must have been, ya Allah, when that parent left his child in the hifz class, my Allah. And on his return, he met with an accident, my Allah. And he passed away, my Allah. Grant him maghfirat, my Allah. His wife is very critical, ya Allah. Grant her shifa also, my Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, ya Allah, give them the highest of stages, especially our mashayikh and ulama, our family members and our friends. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove our depression. Remove our difficulties. Remove our hardships. Our sorrows, our worries, our griefs, our misery, my Allah. Remove all that bala from our life. Give us peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with the dhikr and tilawat of the Quran. With Ya Allah, with istighfar, with durood sharif upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.